Now it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. With just a week left until Election Day, recent polls show the efforts to recall Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao and Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price appear likely to succeed. And Phil, both Tao and Price were elected in 2022, so it's only been 2 years. A lot obviously can happen since then. Did they not make good on their promises? What do you think happened in those 2 years?
Well, there was a couple of things that happened. First of all, there was just a sea change in voters' opinions and feelings. I mean, liberal voters became just increasingly concerned about crime and public safety. It went from defund the police to we want more and more police. Now, some of this is the voters' fault because they put these people in, or that's how they were feeling at the time. So it's not the Pamela Price or Sheng Tao's fault that people changed their minds. But what happened was they were seen as one being out of step with how people are changed opinions on public safety. But another one was that they were out of step, that they were just not, there was a question about whether they were competent. Even if you agreed with them, were they doing a good job? Now, these recalls come at a time when, take a look at the state. San Francisco recalled its progressive district attorney, which was a shock for the rest of the country to see. And also Proposition 36, which would toughen up crime sentencing and rules in California, appears to be headed for a landslide win. So there was a change in an electorate and a change in the people in office and voter anger, and put it all together and you got recall.
You surprised by these new poll results?
No, I'm not, because I think that right now, if you look at, let's say, at Mayor London Breed, for example, in San Francisco, she's got about 20-25% support for first place votes. That's not a good statement on her, okay? So voters are already antsy. If it gets on the ballot and recalls, they can be really dangerous. So about a quarter to a half of Alameda County is in the super liberal progressives range. And if you look at these polls, the 25% that's identify as progressives, which is left, they're still there and they're voting against the recall, but they're the only ones that are voting against the recall. So no, I'm not surprised, not given what's the year's been, Pamela Price's record on prosecutions and some of the ineptitude she's shown in office, Mayor Sheng Tao's dropping of the inability to get the state grants applications in on time, cuts in the police, things like that. You add it up and voters aren't happy. And if they have a reason to recall you, they're gonna.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.